Money.
I like this song.
It's good. Wasn't this Trump's theme song?
It was at Mania 23.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kick it off with a bang.
Hey!
With Captain Charisma in his corner.
The Roman Reigns. And the Roman Reigns of pro wrestling, where whether you love him or hate him, you're making a lot of noise.
Yeah, right.
Both future WWE Hall of Famers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome into the Mega Preview Show.
Yeah, we're getting this whole weekend done in one fell swoop. But we realized that we wanted to give TakeOver some time, that we had a lot to talk about on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to just...
And Mick Foley.
Exactly. We had WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley on the show, and we didn't want to rush anything. We didn't want to rush Mick. We had things to talk about that were, in a way, a little bit more pressing or at least time-sensitive, because by next week, Dominion and Punk are basically old news, unfortunately, with the way things work. So we didn't want to rush TakeOver or rush Money in the Bank, right? And because we figured we're going to do a pre-show for both, let's get it done.
Right.
So what I'm not going to do is play off of Wednesday's show and say, oh, good luck, WWE. However...
Good luck, WWE!
However... as we said on Wednesday's show, because we're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com, what I said on that show was, I will not compare Wrestle Kingdom to Raw, because that is stupid.
Yep.
But it is time to start comparing things like Dominion to things like Money in the Bank.
Yes.
The one that I said is things like SummerSlam.
A pay-per-views to A pay-per-views.
Absolutely, man. And now what I think you're going to see is that people are going to have about a week in between where they're going to watch Dominion, and they're going to watch Money in the Bank, and they are, whether they should, or you think it's right, or you think it's wrong, or you have such a strong preference that you don't even like the argument, that's moot to me, because the human nature and the way the brain works is they just watch Dominion, then they're going to watch Money in the Bank, and they're going to compare them. It's what you do. If you fall in love with a new girl, even though you love her for everything that she is and you shouldn't compare her to anybody, yeah, you start running off some compare and contrast things with older girlfriends. It's how life works. Welcome to the brain. Let's be real. And so to either WWE's detriment or maybe to all of our benefit, they're going to be compared to Dominion on Sunday. They are. And let's just get that out of the way. But I also want to treat these two shows for what they are, because as the markiest week of Maltov in history continues, NXT is going to be a slam dunk because it's a takeover and because they're just great and because they just are.
Right.
So I'm just looking forward to it in general. I say that all the time. There are certain things I am looking forward to specifically Velveteen Dream versus Ricochet.
Yeah.
This to me is a big, big, big one.
It is.
It's almost in a weird way bigger than when he fought Aleister Black, who went on to become the NXT champion. But this is going to be the ooh-ah. We expect you.
This is going to kick off the night.
Exactly. And it's not, I'm not going to judge Velveteen Dream on what Ricochet does, because that's unfair and they're different.
Oh, yeah, they're different performers.
Velveteen Dream is not going to do a double front flip over the top rope, land on his feet, and then finish his promo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Because no one else does that.
No one does that.
So this is not what I am not expecting this to be. What was it? Osprey versus Ricochet?
Yeah.
Where it was
flip fest?
Exactly. Oh, you think you can do a somersault? You know, you know what I mean?
I'll show you.
That's not a cartwheel. This is a cartwheel. You know what I mean?
That match, nonsense.
That's not what it's going to be. No. So when I say Velveteen Dream, this is a big spotlight match for him. It's just for what he brings to the table, I hope he brings it in a big way.
Well, this is also a very big match for Ricochet, because Ricochet's only takeover to this point was a multi-man ladder match spot fest.
Right. And which he was great at.
Which he was one of the highlights of the evening.
The weekend.
On that, that NXT TakeOver WrestleMania weekend that was better than WrestleMania.
Yes, it was.
Now we get to see what he looks like in a one-on-one competition. We know, for the most part, what Ricochet can bring.
Yep.
So can Velveteen Dream match him?
Right.
Can we match him? Can he clash with this? I'm very intrigued to see what happens. I think that this match is going to be fast, furious, entertaining, and very sexy.
So far, he's matched up very, very well with Aleister Black and pretty poorly with Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
I'm just really interested to see what he looks like on Saturday. let's just run through the card. Yeah.
Well, we did Ricochet and Velveteen Dream.
Let's get our predictions out there then. I definitely do think Ricochet wins.
Yes. I do too.
Because this guy is going to be a very big deal for a long time. Is he on the right side of 30?
Ricochet?
Yeah,
I believe so, yeah.
Or is he like just at the 30?
He was dating Tessa Blanchard.
Ricochet
for a while.
Is 29.
Perfect. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Perfect. This is somebody who, and I don't want to like over exaggerate it, but this is somebody who, for the next 5, 6, 7 years, could easily be a big, big player in the WWE system and a future WWE Universal Champion at the very least.
The thing with Ricochet is Ricochet replaces a lot of what you've looked for in Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Fast, electric, yeah. Very exciting to
everything
watch. Everything but the mask.
And he's got more size than Mysterio, too.
He does
he's
have more size.
Unbelievable.
Than, everybody has more size than Mysterio.
Well, yeah.
He is, I'll say this. I think Ricochet is what people thought AJ Styles was.
Yes, that is. But to be fair, AJ Styles was Ricochet 10 years ago.
Right. But,
so,
but and you're right.
So,
but when he showed up in 2016, I think people thought they were going to get double front flips over the top rope,
yeah.
Land on your feet, finish
yes.
the promo.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles is super awesome at AJ Styles. But in a way, and you're right, AJ
yeah.
Styles used to be flippier, but AJ yeah. Styles was never Ricochet.
Yeah, no, the AJ Styles was that in 2003.
Sure, right.
You know
sure,
what I mean?
Yep.
Like literally a decade ago, because... He,
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years ago. Holy crap. no, because you watch those Ultimate X matches and you watch him in the X division and...
And in the X-Men.
And in the X-Men. But you watch AJ Styles and, yeah, the things that he does is breathtaking.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, sure.
And so, yeah, Ricochet does that and that's what you were expecting. Ricochet is the one and only.
Unbelievable. Like... you'd want to talk about guys like there was a great question in the Patreon chat. You can become one too. NewAgeInsiders.com has that whole thing. Shout out to Fernando became one this week, and you can jump in the fun. One of the conversations we were having in, through the Patreon was Colin was saying who are like right now if you could introduce somebody to your friend, like you had to sit your friend down and go, they don't like wrestling or they just don't watch wrestling. Who would you sit them down and show them right now to make you go like, ooh, wrestling might be pretty cool? My answer was NXT Kevin Owens, because yeah. I've literally done that with Derek, where I yeah. sat him down and I went, watch this guy debut, and somebody who's on the fence wrestling guy was captivated.
Yeah.
Right now, active though, if you're like, I would tell you to watch Saturday and watch Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream, because I bet that match is going to be so awesome. If you don't like that, you might not like wrestling. It might
yeah.
be that good, or it might just be okay. Who knows?
I mean, to be fair, I would tell them to watch that 2 out of 3 falls match from Dominion, but that's also an hour and a half.
Right. That's also like...
That's a whole show.
Right. That's also like what's... I've never watched a movie before, and it's like, you should watch both Godfathers back to back.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Look, I'm not telling you it's not
right.
great, but that's this is their first movie-going experience.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's go with Aladdin. Ricochet will get the win in a match that I think is just going to be talked about for a while.
I agree.
All right, so let's move on to the women's championship match in NXT. We got Shayna Baszler defending against Nikki Cross.
Look, here's the thing. I'm going to say it. Girlberg, she's really grown into this.
Oh.
She was bad.
Dare I use the word natural?
Yeah, she was bad at the beginning.
Was like, she?
Yeah.
Or was she just not great? Was she worse than Peyton Royce? Was she?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Honestly.
But they were bad. She was bad, too. They both got better. They
yeah,
got way better.
But I'm talking about, like, was early Shayna Baszler, and this is an honest question, tell me, you know.
Yeah.
Was Shayna Baszler worse than Peyton Royce is right now? Is she worse than Liv Morgan right now?
Well, the thing, yeah, I mean, that's also unfair. I'm just talking, I guess I'm comparatively to a person that was kind of pulled through the Mae Young Classic. I wasn't impressed when Shayna Baszler came.
Yeah.
But having her, that match with Ember Moon... really opened my eyes.
In their series.
Yes.
Their back-to-back was great, and they did a great job. Oh, can you imagine telling a story? I think she's awesome.
That's going to be a theme of this show.
Just tell me a story.
Tell me a story.
I really do like her.
Groberg's awesome.
Yeah.
She really opened my eye at the takeover at the Royal Rumble.
She feels like she would be the champion of this crop of women.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And one day I'm sure Kairi Sane is going to beat her.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's just the person I feel like they're...
She already did.
Right, and for the
yeah.
the championship,
yeah, yeah.
and you know what I mean. Like, I think that'll be like, was that the finals?
It was.
There you go.
Kairi Sane won.
And I don't know. It doesn't matter who beats her eventually. Talking about Baszler right now, she's a fun champion that feels like a big deal.
Yeah. Well, she also feels different. She feels so much different than anybody, any of the other women that they have.
Is Nikki Cross going to be okay without Sanity, who has also been hyped for about a month and a half and not shown up?
Yeah, well, that's a completely different situation where, yikes. I also think
it's about the clown guy, right? It's about Zabrambi. Is that
Zabrambi?
Is that
is that
the problem?
What the deal is.
What's holding Sanity up?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I because like they have been hyped since the last shakeup.
Yeah,
and that feels like a year ago.
Right. I mean, they might be at the end of this tag team match, Bludgeon Brothers versus the Club.
I've been hyped for like on TV hype, not right. internet rumor.
Yeah, I went to the Shake Up SmackDown in Providence, and there was a big promo, and the whole crowd popped for them.
Like two months ago?
It was right after Mania.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
But anyway, is she going to be okay without them?
Yeah, because
seeing as they don't exist?
Yeah, one, they don't exist. Two, she's here for this reason, right? Nikki Cross is here to wrestle Shayna Baszler at this takeover.
Okay.
That's why she didn't come up with the rest of them.
Okay.
I think that you needed to have a credible woman for Shayna Baszler to take on, especially when Ember Moon's leaving and you're not ready for her to take on.
So you expect Nikki Cross to take off, and when Sanity debuts, they're all one big group again?
I think so.
Okay, that's not a bad theory at all.
Yeah, because I don't think she wins.
I definitely think Baszler retains, and she's on her way to probably at least fighting Kairi Sane SummerSlam weekend, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, the tag team titles are on the line, and the Undisputed Era will be represented by Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong against old friend Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch.
Shout out to Oney Lorcan getting on a takeover.
Yeah.
And Martin Stone, a.k.a. Danny Burch. I got a chance to work with him before. Awesome, very very easy to work with, great dude.
Yeah.
Good for him.
This will be interesting. I mean, this is where Adam Cole will get involved on this show. Because Undisputed Era.
Yeah, but shout out to them too for like so Adam Cole is booked at Evolve.
Yeah.
And so in old school kayfabe style, they're like, look, we've asked our champion to defend his championship at this show.
Right.
So we're not gonna ask him to defend it twice in such a short period of time.
Sure.
That feels old school. I love that. And it's
Well, it allows him not to, he doesn't have to defend, but he'll get involved in this nonsense.
Sure. I agree with you on that. Again, I'm sad that he won't be defending his championship. It'd be great if him versus Walter was on TakeOver, but in a way I still really do think it's cooler that it's at the Evolve show.
Yeah.
I really do. We talked about that on Wednesday. Check it out. Patreon. NewAgeInsiders.com. Who's the actual participants against?
It's O'Reilly and Strong against Oney and Danny Burch.
Okay, with all the love in the world to Biff Busick and the Transporter, I do not think they're going to win the tag team.
I don't
think they're going to win the tag championships on Saturday. They'll retain, and yes, you're right. That's how Adam Cole just proves he's such a bastard.
Yeah, he's just a dubious bastard.
Do you think there's any chance we see another run-in from the War Raiders?
Probably.
Maybe.
Because
to counteract Adam Cole?
I don't know about that, but they'll show up at the end.
It's the only tag match on the card.
Talk about a wasted opportunity where the Cleveland and Autopsy have done nothing on the main roster.
I know.
Yep.
And on this takeover, you could have had the War Raiders beat them in a very symbolic, where the big scary guys now match.
Right. I would expect this match to end with shenanigans. Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, they sneak away with the championship, and it's like, ha-ha, na-na-na-boo-boo, and then the War Raiders show up.
And the War Raiders are like, we want those.
Yeah.
And to eat bones.
And I'm Todd.
And I am my name, and my name is Todd.
Look, here's the thing. You gotta follow him on Instagram, but more importantly...
the dog?
No, you have to follow his cat.
Hoovy? Indy is his dog.
Right.
And he's this 350-pound scary man with a beard the size of a small child.
Yep.
And he posted on Instagram the other day a picture of his dog that he got for $5.
Yep.
And he's super proud of. And it's just, there's this beautiful rainbow.
Yeah.
Actual rainbow behind the dog. And it's like, you're a monster. And shout out to his wife, who her Instagram name is The War Broad.
Yes.
And that's... just that,
yeah,
that's love,
like,
right
stuff
there.
Like that makes me real happy.
Love is real,
but seriously, makes me real happy.
But seriously, you gotta follow Hoovy. He's an orange cat and he's amazing.
Take that advice. The team with tons of talent and the worst name in the business, the Undisputed Era, wins. I hate it.
I know you do.
I hate it
because they should have been.
It's not even, doesn't even roll
dishonored.
Doesn't even roll off the tongue. Like, New World Order isn't necessarily a kick-ass name, but NWO is.
Yeah, TUE is not.
Yeah, we're the UE.
United Arab Emirates.
Ugh, God, just.
Stop
awful.
It.
Just terrible.
All right, what is probably the co-main of the show is for the NXT Championship with Aleister Black defending against Lars Sullivan.
I'm really excited about this one.
Why?
Because I want to see what Lars Sullivan looks like against Aleister Black. Because I'm not super high on Lars Sullivan, like, at all. But I want to see how good Aleister Black is, if that makes sense. Because if Aleister Black can get me invested in a guy that I'm very not invested in, good on him.
That's a great point and a great takeaway from the match as well. What I look at this is an opportunity for Aleister Black to show, because this is the unfortunate thing that we're still not quite done with in WWE, although AJ Styles has had an awesome 2 years, 2.5 years in this company. Aleister Black is still a little undersized, right? Yeah. A little bit, right? If Aleister Black was 2-3 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier of muscle, that's the guy, all that stuff, right? But if he can go out against Lars Sullivan, who is Vince McMahon's A number one prototypical body type,
yeah,
and look good and do things and be versatile and show that he can work with quote-unquote bigger guys and giants, that's going to be really important for him. And for Lars Sullivan, to your point, I think that the guy is doing what they're asking him to do, which is be this ogre, right? Yeah. But it's whatever because Braun Strowman exists already.
He's way better at it.
Exactly. Braun Strowman exists. Brock Lesnar exists. You got to be super special to be in the WWE and the scary throw you around guy, because Braun Strowman's becoming one of the best scary throw you around guys ever.
Yeah.
And so I think that's it. But if he can go out there and you have a lot of fun and and part of it is the things he brings to the match, that's going to be really big on him too. But I do agree with you, it's big for both of these guys, because Aleister Black has got to prove, because like I said, it's an unfortunate thing, but I still think they look at the current NXT talent pool and almost everybody is undersized traditionally.
Adam Cole.
Aleister Black, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Those are your four top prospects, and they are all what I would consider undersized traditionally.
Right.
Traditionally. And I don't want Ricochet to be a cruiserweight. No. I just don't. And Velveteen Dream is tall and different than those, but your four top prospects are your champion, Gargano, Black, and Cole. And Gargano, Ciampa, and Cole.
Yeah.
And they're all, like I said, traditionally undersized. So if Aleister Black can prove it doesn't matter, if these guys can keep proving that doesn't matter, then WWE eventually is going to have to change too.
Yeah, right.
Because, like,
well, these are the guys.
Right. You might be a traditional power hitting team, but if your whole farm system is, you know, singles hitters and base stealers, guess what? Your team's identity is going to change.
It's going to shift, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Aleister Black will retain.
I do believe that.
Yes, I agree as well. And the main event of the evening in a Chicago street fight is going to be Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Because the last one technically didn't count.
Yeah, well,
it was unsanctioned.
Great, the best match and one of the best matches in NXT history is off the books.
Yeah, it didn't count.
The ref wore a black polo.
Yeah, it didn't count.
Forget it. That knee brace spot will live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Look, I'm kind of excited. I think it's weird that we're going to do it again. After how good the last one was.
Yep.
But I do like that this is very personal, so we have to do it again.
Yeah, I would have had Ciampa win in New Orleans. I'm sorry, Nick. Love you. I do love you, Nick, but I would have had Ciampa win.
Well, especially if we're going to do this.
Right, because now this is just my pet peeve that NXT has definitely adopted from their parent company, which is win the last one, win the war.
Right.
You know what I mean? And in WWE, the last fight is the nuke.
Yeah.
And so you could have won every other land battle previously, but I just dropped the nuke. Like, again, because it's me, Goldberg went 2-1 against Lesnar, including eliminating him from a Royal Rumble. But Brock won the last match, therefore Brock won.
Yeah.
And my concern is that, although I think Ciampa's finally going to win, and will, to be honest with you, be thoroughly disappointed if he doesn't. But if Ciampa now wins this one, are we done and Ciampa won the rivalry, even though it doesn't really feel like it?
If WWE
keep going, which I don't really think we have to.
If WWE is smart, Tommaso wins this, rides into SummerSlam where he beats Black for the title.
Yeah.
And then either at Survivor Series or Royal Rumble.
Mania.
It's too far away. That's the only thing is it's so far away.
Balor was the champion for a long time.
That's true.
I know heels and faces are different with long championships, but traditionally heels have longer reigns than faces.
Right, but so that would be the thing, and then Gargano ultimately gets the, you know, the big coup de grace.
Because it, I know it does sound far away, but let's say that if that were to happen, it would be late August, right? So September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Be about seven months for Ciampa. That's a long reign.
Right, and that's a long reign and two takeovers.
Yep, but doable.
But doable.
If you wanted to have, if it depends ultimately not on Tommaso Ciampa's ability to be the champion because he has it. I think ultimately you'll find out just how much star power they think Johnny Gargano has.
If he can maintain the popularity.
Do we give him that moment at Survivor Series? That's a C pay-per-view for us now. Do we give it to him at the Royal Rumble? That's an A pay-per-view for us now. Do we give it to him at WrestleMania? That's our A plus A number one pay-per-view.
Right.
That I think will determine some star power. Not
it's
all
true.
Of it, but
it's
some
true.
Of it.
I think the target date would be Royal Rumble, and then we rematch, and Gargano wins it, like retains it Mania. But that's just me.
Could very well be.
Because this is good. It's very good, but this needs to be it for a little while.
Yeah.
You're
going to get sick of it.
You're gonna
you don't
get,
think you will, but you will.
Yeah. Well, the worst part about these type of things are that first match was the match of the weekend.
Yeah.
That was the best match of WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, no, that was pretty unbelievable.
And you got to follow that up now.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as good.
That's the problem here is that, like, it's as much as I'm looking forward to this match, I'll be the dude that says it probably shouldn't be happening.
Yes.
Because Gargano won.
Right.
Gargano won. And so, like, they've now wrestled twice, right? Because one was it like a qualifier for the cruiserweight thing,
right.
Or maybe it was the cruiserweight thing, whatever.
It was the first round of the classic.
And then Ciampa stalks him and stalks him and stalks him. And if Ciampa had won WrestleMania weekend, this match makes all the sense in the world to me. We got to get the baby back, right? Chili's ribs. We got to get the baby back. But in a way, once the baby beats the guy, it's kind of over.
Well, and it was also because he not only beat him, but he beat him to get his job back.
Yeah, right. It was
everything.
We've done all
it was everything.
Of it. And so they probably maybe should have
They
taken
shouldn't
it
have done this, unless it was for a championship.
They just don't know how to, when the internet finally compliments them on something, they don't know how to walk away from it.
Right.
Ciampa really needs to win.
He does.
Please have Ciampa win.
Right, and then you can at least also have the thing of like the WrestleMania didn't count, right?
Yeah.
So we're 1-1.
Yeah, exactly.
We're 1-1 in matches that count.
And now we're going to do it again because that's what we do. Ask Nakamura and AJ Styles. Speaking of Nakamura and AJ Styles, they will be fighting at WWE's Money in the Bank. Money. This pay-per-view, I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view because I love the gimmick. This is starting to really start to feel like me annually, like what the Royal Rumble feels like, where even if I dread the winner or don't like the card, I like the Royal Rumble.
Well, the good thing about this also is you've evened out the year by, you know, Survivor Series is always going to have a special connotation, but it's definitely taken a backseat as a big four pay-per-view. But in its place, Money in the Bank has taken over as that big fourth.
Yeah.
So it evens out the year because before it was WrestleMania and then nothing till SummerSlam, then SummerSlam, then a couple months to Survivor Series, then a couple months to the Royal Rumble, then WrestleMania. So you were backloaded on your year.
Yep.
And so now having Money in the Bank be treated as a big deal, it evens it out. So it's like in quarters now.
Sure.
Which is so much better.
Yeah. And like I said, I've come to really like the gimmick itself. Like I said, I've always looked forward to the Royal Rumble, and now I find myself looking forward to the Money in the Bank and to see what happens and all the implications, and it's more fun, maybe in a lot of ways, than the modern Royal Rumble, because the modern Royal Rumble is so all or nothing.
Yeah.
Right? If you pick the guy, they have the main event of WrestleMania, it's, you know, a couple months away, it's so concrete, and there's so much finality to it. And it's such a big decision because it's the main event of WrestleMania and all that stuff. Money in the Bank comes with all the implications of instant title opportunity with less risk because, like, hey, Baron Corbin, you screwed up, and we can get that gimmick off you way easier than shit. You're in the main event of WrestleMania.
Right.
And we have options. Look, right now, let's just say The Miz wins the briefcase.
Right.
The current and maybe even the next WWE champions are probably not the ones he cashes in on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think there's a real good chance, and this is what I'm rooting for, so I'm going to say it out loud and hope it goes out to the universe. There's a real good chance that Shinsuke Nakamura wins this championship, that at SummerSlam, Daniel Bryan beats Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE title, and then The Miz is got the briefcase and cashes in and maybe breaks Daniel Bryan's heart and takes the WWE title from him at SummerSlam, so we get
that. And we do it. And like I've been saying the entire time, we do WrestleMania 30 all over again.
Maybe, but the biggest thing is like it's just that we want to give the moment of Daniel Bryan winning the title with none of the commitment, because we're still not sure if we're there yet.
Yeah.
And The Miz gets all the heat and wins the WWE Championship. Oh, and that'd be pretty cool. But the point being that
you got to commit to Daniel Bryan versus The Miz at WrestleMania if you do that, though.
I would love that.
I know. Because Daniel Bryan enters in at 30 and wins the Royal Rumble. He was never supposed to win.
And or gets eliminated by Cody Rhodes but wins the Elimination Chamber. Cody Rhodes isn't going to...
Okay.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Mysterio
comes out at 29.
I was wrong, okay? He's going to win the 2020 Royal Rumble. what do you think about WWE kissing some serious Bullet Club ass? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Tagging them every and stuff?
Putting Omega stuff on the network.
Omega's a hidden gem.
Yeah.
And they tagged Nick and Matt.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's like... something's brewing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. This is a lot to me. Like, wrestling sometimes works slowly but surely. We're like, Rousey debuted at WrestleMania 31 and didn't do anything till WrestleMania 34. You know what I mean? And this might be one of those things where, like, I don't know, man. Something's brewing. I don't know. Times they are a-changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say. So, like I said, there's a chance that The Miz, if he wins this briefcase, fights two champions from now, and it's a lot of fun because no matter what, the looming, I love it.
Right.
What is the match? Is that the next match?
Let's start with the non-title matches first.
Yeah.
Let's get those out of the way. We got Daniel Bryan and Big Cass in a singles match nothing.
No, thank you.
Achoo.
Goodbye. No, thank you.
Thank
goodbye.
You. Was it Daniel?
Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. Get it. Stop. Big Cass, get off my TV.
Is Big Cass is not in the Money in the Bank match? Yeah.
No.
Thank God. So Big Cass probably wins, right?
Because
here's the thing. If he doesn't, I'm not one of those, I don't like to do these all or nothing. Oh my God, the world is on the line for this guy. There's if let me say this.
Yeah.
So I maybe restore some credibility. If Big Cass loses on Sunday, he might still be a future WWE champion one day. Okay? So nothing is this make or break. All or nothing, Jinder Mahal happened, whatever you need to hear.
Yeah, right. But it's a rockier road.
He came in like a fucking ball of fire, right, with all this piss and vinegar.
Right.
And comes out, and I'm taller than you, and I'm better than you, and I'm better than everybody, and I'm a big deal, and I'm a big deal, and I'm a big deal. I came in second to last in the Nickelodeon Presents the Greatest Royal Rumble Slime Awards, right?
Yeah, right.
And then he lost to Daniel Bryan. Then he got in trouble by screwing up and taking liberties in the segment with the little person. And if Daniel Bryan wins on Sunday, then I think I'm going to feel about him the exact same way I felt about Baron Corbin about a year ago.
Right.
Which is, you're not hopeless, but you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because Baron Corbin lost the briefcase, what, like 10 months ago now?
Yeah.
9 months ago now? And he just finally shaved his head and got to hang out with Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not telling you the Big Cass is hopeless if he loses Sunday, but if he does, I think things have changed for him and his path is harder going down the road, especially as Donovan Dijak keeps working guys like Ricochet and making news, because Donovan Dijak's better than Big Cass. There.
Oh, easy.
He just is.
Easy.
All right, the next singles match that's not
Who do you think does win?
I think Daniel Bryan wins.
Big Cass.
I think Big Cass has to. So much so that I'm going to hate it, but he will.
The next singles match that's not for a title is between, and this story has just been something else.
Story?
Sami Zayn and Bobby Lashley.
Oh, God, I'm going to take a nap.
They're going to fight through the set of Double Dare.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
I also liked What Would You Do? We were talking about this the other day.
I loved
What Would You Do.
Me too, buddy.
See, I
liked the pie chair.
What would you? What,
I liked
would
Double
you?
Dare a lot, but What Would You Do at the pie chair?
Yeah, and they were both hosted by Mark Summers.
I did not enjoy. I enjoyed Double Dare more, but I'm also younger.
I think more people agree with you.
Well, yeah.
I think
Double Dare was way more popular.
Yeah, I think Double Dare was more popular. I think more people agree with you.
What Would You Do was on the level of like wild and crazy kids.
Oh yeah. My God.
And there was Double Dare was like guts and
one
legends.
One of the hosts
level.
Of Wild and Crazy Kids was named Donnie Jeffcoat. And I remember laughing every time because I'm like, who the fuck's last
right.
name is Jeffcoat? You know what
Donnie
I mean?
Jeffcoat.
What
you're
kind
right.
of name is
it? Was Omar Gooding and Donnie Jeffcoat.
Donnie Jeffcoat. And I remember
so
being like,
funny.
That sounds like a Revolutionary War level insult.
Yeah.
You know, like a,
you're a Jeffcoat.
Oh, that Donnie Jeffcoat. You know what I mean? And it's an insult yeah. or a compliment or like maybe I think it's like a Revolutionary War era way of calling someone gay
yeah.
politely.
Yeah, you're
you know
a Jeff.
I mean?
He's a Jeffcoat.
Oh, I heard that Thomas Jefferson is a Donnie Jeffcoat. It's like, you hush your mouth. That's the president he is. Because Charles Dickens showed up.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But
Bobby
yeah.
Lashley's
whose
win.
Last name is Jeffcoat? You freak.
I'm going to Google Jeffcoat just to see what comes up.
Freakazoid. Yeah. Whose name is Donnie,
that guy.
Donnie
that guy.
Jeffcoat?
An American football defensive end in the National Football League in 1961 for the Dallas Cowboys, Jim Jeffcoat.
No, that wasn't him.
Yeah.
Professional baseball player who pitched in the majors in 1983, Mike Jeffcoat.
No, nope. There's only one actually famous.
Donnie's not even on the first page of Jeffcoats.
Wow, that's preposterous.
That's unfortunate.
No, that list is just deleted.
I can't care less about Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
I'm not a Lashley guy. I'm not a Lashley guy, and I like Sami Zayn a lot. I'm not like a giant Sami Zayn guy. But shout out to Max, who is a giant Sami Zayn guy. I like Zayn. I hope he
yeah.
wins for what that's worth.
Yeah.
I gotta think. I think Zayn's gonna win because he needs to, and he'll do it sneaky, weaselly, and like
yeah.
Lashley's so much bigger. How did he pull that off?
Yeah.
And I think Zayn needs to keep the heat momentum going more than Lashley needs to beat Sami Zayn for no actual reason.
Correct.
But you want to talk about one of two matches that just shouldn't be on a WWE pay-per-view?
Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley?
That's one of them.
And Jinder Mahal versus Roman Reigns?
We're so synced up.
That's
like,
next.
It's like our periods have linked.
Yeah, we've been living together long enough.
With Donnie Jeffcoat.
Yum.
Yeah, because I don't care. I don't care about Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. Somehow it'll close the show.
I hope Sami Zayn wins.
Yeah, I hope Sami Zayn wins too.
Hope so too, but probably not.
Yeah. Donnie Jeffcoat wins.
I want to make a. I'm a Donnie Jeffcoat guy. Sure.
I want to make a Donnie. Sure. I want to make a Donnie Jeffcoat coat.
Yeah. Okay.
Donnie Jeffcoat.
A okay. Donnie Jeffcoat. Donnie Jeffcoat jacket.
Just put Donnie Jeff on the
yeah.
back.
Donnie Jeff. It's my coat. You either get it or you do not.
All right.
That was very Jazz Rice.
It was. It was. Yeah,
Saturday.
You either get down at Jeff Coat or you don't. Zibba-ba-ba-yo-wa-wa.
We didn't have any Zatarans in New Orleans.
We didn't have, yeah, right. We didn't go to Zatarans and have Louisiana boxed rice.
Yeah.
We actually tried.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what's
we
next,
didn't,
Bill?
We didn't when we went to California. We didn't have Rice-A-Roni either.
It's true.
I did.
Did you?
I missed out on that off. San Francisco treat.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You can't have it anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Tastes different.
Well, it's not a San Francisco treat.
It's like a New York bagel. If you go anywhere else, it just tastes different.
It's a bagel.
You have to get a bagel.
Yeah. If you get a New York bagel in New York, it's a New York bagel. But if you have a New York bagel outside, it's just a bagel.
It's just a bagel.
Yeah. And that's it's sad.
It's just a Zatarans.
All right.
That's when you eat a bunch of rice when you get broken up with.
Zatarans?
Zatarans.
Oh, Zatarans. Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Oh, man.
I loved her.
Then I got Zatarans.
Zatarans?
Then I got Zatarans.
Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal.
How about Zatarans?
Zatarans. No, that's not rice. That's bread, baby.
Yeah, this doesn't need to happen. Somehow it'll close the show.
Yeah,
and
right.
Roman Reigns will win.
Right. Somehow he will win the WWE title from AJ Styles by beating Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Because I don't
understand. I don't understand.
Have you heard the reports? And God knows things can change. Like, literally, they can change tomorrow. But have you heard that as of today, Brock Lesnar is not booked for SummerSlam?
Fuck that guy.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I'm so done with him.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's
I think
not,
that these. Well,
that's
I think,
not good.
That's terrible.
I also think that these are just. These are made to make people like us go, ah!
Yeah.
Sure, but it wouldn't shock me.
I want Seth Rollins to beat him so bad.
So bad.
Not only just because I like Seth Rollins, but because it's like realistic. It's not like, I want Rusev to do it.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That's not going
that's
to happen.
That's not happening.
So Seth Rollins is on that extremely short list.
Yeah.
Basically him and Roman Reigns.
It is him and Roman Reigns.
As like people that might do it. I just want it to be Seth Rollins so bad.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, Oh, God.
If Brock Lesnar doesn't appear.
If the main event of WrestleMania 35 is I'm going to say this on the air right now, in front of the two of you and God himself. If Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar is the main event of WrestleMania 35, I'm not going.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm with you.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I'm not going.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you.
It can be one of them. It can't be both.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want it to be either. It can be one of them. It can't be both.
Or it can't.
Shouldn't be either.
Can't close the show.
Right. I'm not going to be some sort of stinker that talks about like Reigns' main event thing. It's not about Roman Reigns. It's about both of them.
Yeah.
That match can't be the main event.
For five straight times.
I'm not going.
No.
I'm not going.
No. No. Nope.
Roman Reigns will beat Jinder Mahal.
Because who cares?
All right, let's go on to the tag team championships from SmackDown are on the line. The Bludgeon Brothers defending against Gallows and Anderson.
If they were a tag team, if Jinder Mahal and Roman Reigns were a tag team, they'd be the Jinder Bread Men.
I want Gallows and Anderson to win this so bad.
That would be cool.
Because we call Roman Reigns Bread.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
But what are we doing with the Bludgeon Brothers?
Nothing.
Yeah.
So
why not?
Clickland and Autopsy aren't even here.
Right.
Yeah. Sanity's software somewhere starting riots or something and not wrestling.
Yeah.
So I don't know. No, what is it? You. The Bludgeon Brothers versus the
club.
Gallows and Anderson.
Oh, God. Why?
Because we had to put 10 matches on the card.
The Bludgeon Brothers will win.
Yeah, they'll win, but I want Carl and Anderson to win so bad.
Carl and Anderson.
Carl and Anderson.
And his hot Asian wife.
I want Carl and Anderson to win. I'm also rooting for Finn and Balor.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. And Fergal Devitt, according to Mick Foley.
There's two briefcase matches, and I want Finn and Balor to win them.
Both. Mm. Yes.
Yep.
That's where I'm at.
Where's Nick Namath on this card?
God bless Mick Foley for being on the show. That was super awesome. But how can you remember Nick Namath and Fergal Devitt and not their work names?
I know. That's
if nothing else, Dolph Ziggler is memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's not even on the show.
And then he's claimed that you don't watch the product and then know something from that show that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting fellow.
I'm taking Gallows and Anderson.
I'm going to take the Bludgeon Brothers. They have hammers.
Yeah, Gallows and Anderson. Just because I want it.
They have hammers.
Yeah, Gallows and Anderson, because I wants it.
Hammers.
Okay.
Sure.
The Intercontinental Championship is on the line, and Seth Rollins is defending against Elias.
Well, I thought that Elias was going to win this until I found out that Brock Lesnar was going to not be at SummerSlam.
Yet.
Yeah.
They could sign that match tomorrow.
Right. It's just
interesting that they haven't done it yet.
No, I do think that that is designed because... they've figured it out. They've at least figured it out to some degree of how to work the podcasting internet.
Yep.
Because I think that's step by design.
Well, I think this is all about... smartness continues. This is all about Roman Reigns. Because think about it. Strategically, what they've done is they've had Brock Lesnar show up randomly, like you said, report that he's going to come and go as he pleases, right? He has now beaten CM Punk's record and they've acknowledged it. Oh, you hate that, right? Yeah. You now saw what happens when Lesnar beats Reigns and it wasn't super duper satisfying.
Right.
And so the next time you see it at the main event of WrestleMania 35, when Reigns does it, they'll hope you'll finally cheer because they've built this guy this way and it's the lesser of two evils thing.
Right.
It was like this election between...
It's over. Yay.
Right. It was like this election between Lesnar and Reigns. And then Lesnar won the election, you're like, oh, yeah, he was the lesser of two evils, and now a bunch of people don't think that anymore.
Yeah.
And they're going to change their mind at the next one kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, that's going to be the main event of 35, isn't it?
It is.
Sweet Jesus Christ.
Gross.
Have fun, everybody.
Yeah, we're not going.
Have fun, everybody. I'm not going.
Yeah.
So Rollins or Elias?
Elias.
Same.
Seth Rollins.
Ooh, okay.
Seth Rollins.
All right.
Colin, that match is for Colin, by the way. Who is rooting as hard as ever.
Go Elias.
Yeah, Colin Wall, one of our one of our best friends, big Elias guy, and he'll be rooting hard for the Drifter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the Women's Championship from SmackDown is on the line, and Carmella is defending against Asuka.
Asuka's going to win.
See, this scares the bejesus out of me, because as much bejesus as I have to be scared about SmackDown's women division, it's scared, okay? All the bejesus I have has been scared of me. Out of me.
Out of you.
Because my fear is that they...
Is it Jeepers or Creepers?
They're all gone. All of them. Because my fear is they're, for some reason, committed to Carmella.
Yeah.
That they like her on a level that I don't quite get and that people don't quite like. But she has already beaten Charlotte, and if she can prance around and say that she beat Charlotte and Asuka, then that little chick gets credibility and can be obnoxious, even more than she already is.
Yeah.
So what I would, my brain, like in my heart, go like, I think that this match might be less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just so Asuka can look unbelievable and get back on track. She did the favors for Charlotte, but we're still here to show you she's a very, very big deal. Right. But my gut is like, oh my God, is Carmella going to win so she can say that she beat Charlotte and Asuka?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I hope not, but I think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I'll say that Asuka wins. If Asuka does win, is it like short and sweet? Is it competitive?
I think it's a little bit more than competitive than expected, but dominant by Asuka.
I'd like to be 2 minutes.
I'm not usually a huge fan of the internet rumor stuff, but what do you guys think about the rumors that James Ellsworth is going to be in the house?
I don't care.
Well, if he is, then Carmella absolutely 110% wins. Definitely, definitely wins, and there's your device.
Yeah.
So she can prance around and go
on. Does he, though?
Show
because
up?
She kind of turned on him at the end.
Yeah, I mean, they don't care. They don't want you to remember the time that Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman had a fight either.
Yeah.
He could show...
She had him wearing a leash.
Well, here's my answer. I have no idea what to tell you about the odds of Ellsworth showing up. If he does, the odds of her winning are 100%.
Yes, that is accurate.
Okay. Yeah. I think they're lower, honestly. I think he's going to cost her.
And then what? We're going to start a Carmella...
Right.
He'll just go away.
He's
again.
Either back Ellsworth. To be her bitch or he's... You know, exactly, because you're right. Now they have to fight.
Yeah.
Now it's wrestling. They have to fight.
Yeah.
You know what
She's
I mean?
She's going to beat up that guy.
Right, yeah.
With no chin.
Right. So, yeah, no, if he shows up, she wins because that's how she gets to go on commentary and say, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best.
Yeah.
Okay. The Raw Women's Championship is on the line, and Nia Jax is defending against Ronda Rousey.
I have no idea how Nia Jax pulls it off, but she beats Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I'm not convinced Ronda Rousey wins this championship this fast either. I do think there's a chance that Ronda Rousey wins because obviously that she's a huge, huge deal. And because they might just be going to be like, you're the champion of Raw and here we go. But is, oh God, between the show Wednesday and today, I am getting all of my smarkdom that I keep inside that I bottle up. I'm letting it all out this week.
As you wear a John Cena t-shirt.
What's going on?
You're having an identity crisis.
What's
pal.
Going on?
It's a big identity crisis.
Ronda Rousey, I'll say this phrase, I hate this. Ronda Rousey's not ready to be the Raw Women's Champion.
Yeah.
Like, she's not. Her matches are super fun. The what, one and a half
one.
She's had?
One
the one she's had, right?
Yeah.
She's in a tag, I think, too, whatever. Yeah. Like, been like two tag matches.
Yeah, maybe.
She's never. This is her first one on one match.
Yeah.
We have no idea what this is going to look like. I think they've matched her up with a very tough opponent for her first one-on-one match because what they want it to be is like, look how strong she is, look how cool she is, she can toss this big girl around. But what it should be, her first actual one-on-one match should have been against like Natalya, Mickie James, somebody who can go out there and do a lot of the work and all the quarterbacking and that kind of thing. And as fun as it would be for Rousey to win, because I do like Ronda Rousey and do think in time she's going to be excellent at this, she has a very much a junior high play level acting ability.
Yeah.
And she hasn't had one-on-one matches yet.
Yeah.
She shouldn't win this championship this soon.
Right. The only reason she'll win this and be fast-tracked this way is because she got in the UFC Hall of Fame.
I'm going to say...
That's the X factor.
Yeah. Oh, well, and she's Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to say that she... There's my prediction. Okay. When do the Money in the Bank matches go on? Last or... First,
Probably bookend, maybe. I would imagine the women or men go first.
I'm going to say the women go first. I'm just going to get all my predictions out there.
Right.
Wrap this whole thing up.
Natalya wins.
I'm going to say Alexa Bliss wins.
Oh,
yes.
And Alexa Bliss cashes in on Nia Jax, wins the championship back, and then
like
Rousey.
A triple threat situation.
Yeah, or Rousey just starts either chasing Bliss or there's a match waiting to happen when they're both ready to have it.
Yeah.
Before she fights Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's my prediction.
I mean, that's not bad.
I like it. Okay. So the next one is the WWE Championship match. It's a last man standing match, the 800th match in a row for AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
I just want it to be over.
Yeah.
I root for it to be over.
No more low blows.
It hasn't been excellent.
No.
It's been fine.
It's been fine.
Underwhelming.
Well, it's like.
Yeah, it's the right word.
We really need a fourth.
No.
No.
You know what I mean?
We never do. We never need the fourth movie. We never need the fourth match. We never need the fourth one. We never do. This is what rubber matches are for.
Right.
And why there should be the third one. I think Nakamura is going to win. If he doesn't, I'm not quite sure what the point has been.
Yeah.
Because it's been this long, dragged-out thing to... If the point was... I can understand. I can salvage a point from it. If the point was to establish Nakamura's heel turn and really show you he's a bad guy and you love AJ Styles so much, so we're trying to get heat on someone that you don't want to... Your inclination is to cheer, so we got to change the music. We got to get him to beat up AJ because you like Styles so much. If that was the point, then fine. But I'm kind of hoping that Nakamura wins.
Yeah.
I also think that, again, I think it's the best TV that SmackDown can give you throughout the rest of the year is Nakamura beats AJ Styles on the way to Daniel Bryan beating Nakamura on the way to Miz beating Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. On the way to Daniel Bryan beating the Miz.
Deal.
You're not wrong.
Nakamura.
Nakamura all around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get into the Money in the Bank matches. We want to do the men or women first?
Let's do the women.
Women.
Okay. Women's Money in the Bank.
Alexa Bliss.
You got Ember Moon, Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks.
I know all the internet rumors, so I already hear people typing. I know all the internet rumors are that Natty wins this briefcase and that Natty gets
involved
and screws Rousey, and it's her, and it makes a lot of sense because that way her first one-on-one match is with
Natty.
With Natalia, and neither one of them are the champions, right?
Right.
I don't know exactly. Maybe it's a cash-in attempt gone wrong, but the bell doesn't ring, right? So Natty just hodgepodges the whole thing out, but Nia Jax escapes. Because I don't think Natty's going to leave this pay-per-view champion, although she might.
Right.
Although she might.
I hope not, just because I'm not a big fan of briefcases being used that night.
I'm not a big fan of Natalia.
Yeah, there's that too.
But you are
I want
right.
Ember Moon. I want Ember Moon.
Yeah, sure. I want Bayley, but that's not going to happen.
She's not even in the match.
Exactly.
She's not even on the card.
And I weep. And I do.
Honey pots.
I would love it if Alexa Bliss won, cashed in on Nia Jax, continued their little thing. Ronda Rousey kind of see how she feels, see what we do next with her with a lot less commitment. And obviously Alexa Bliss is a great champion for them.
Yeah.
So that's my hope.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for Bliss to win the briefcase myself. Same with you. All right, the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and a TBD member of The New Day.
Okay.
Partridge in a pear tree.
There's only one wrong answer, and that's Bobby Roode.
Yeah, right.
Bobby Roode is the only wrong answer.
Or Xavier Woods.
No.
New Day winning would be
The
awesome.
New Day winning the Money in the Bank briefcase is amazing, because even though Xavier Woods or Kofi Kingston or Big E Langston is the Money in the Bank holder, the New Day will
Just the visual. I know the ladder's going to be Big E and Kofi.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that they're going to get on each other's shoulders, and the ladder will be Big E. Kofi Kingston on Big E's shoulders will be the ladder that Xavier Woods would climb to get it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, you get to shut everybody up, because I've never wanted... Finn Balor's in this match. Kevin Owens is in this match. Braun Strowman's in this match. And Samoa Joe is in this match.
Yeah.
I have never wanted the New Day to be WWE champion more in my entire life.
It'd be the best.
I want them to freebird the WWE champion. A chip.
Yeah.
Because we've never done it before.
Oh, it'd be terrific.
And I don't care about tradition at all.
Oh, no, it'd be terrific. I do care about tradition. And it would be terrific.
Because them walking around as the WWE, because that's how they'd sell it too. We're the WWE champion.
Oh, yeah, no, it would be amazing. They would, all three of them would have belts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it would just, everything about it would be
magical.
The best case scenario. Who do you think does win?
I do think The Miz wins.
Who do you think is the representative from The New Day in the match?
Big E.
I think it's Big E.
Me too. That's who I hope it is.
I think it's Big E. I think Big E's going to put on, you know, an awesome moment, a couple of awesome moments with Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe that'll kind of get the gears turning of, yeah, maybe Big E can be a singles guy.
No, I hope so. I'm going to say The Miz wins, because the most fun possibilities come from The Miz winning this thing. I just don't think Braun Strowman will. He doesn't need to. I don't think Kevin Owens will. I don't think Finn Balor will, even though
I want him to.
That would be a great choice, because he would be the kind of guy that I think right now, is definitely good enough and all that stuff, but maybe would need a briefcase to get over that extra hump of like finally not being considered championship worthy, but finally finding a way to get into a championship match.
Right, because he hasn't been able to.
Exactly, and so it would be a great story. But I'm going to say that the Miz...
Samoa Joe carrying around that thing would be the scariest and coolest.
Right, but he's not going to cash in on Brock or Roman Reigns. Oh, he's on SmackDown
He's
now.
On SmackDown.
That'd be pretty cool.
So, yeah, Samoa Joe carrying around that briefcase being like, I'm gonna make you pass out, and then I'm going to hand this briefcase in, and then I'm going to win.
No, I want that.
And then if we went from AJ to Joe to Brian, then Ring of Honor sheds a tear of look...
While Adam Cole watches from the back.
Right, looks like we made it.
I don't know if you know this, but they're ripping off the Ring of Honor storyline of the Best Friends Gone Wrong with Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano, which is just Zayn and...
Yeah.
It's Steen and Generico.
Sure, right.
Like, almost beat for beat.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right. Just the only thing they added was the knee brace. I'm going to say that The Miz wins, but I'm just really excited to see. And The Miz is awesome. Like, no, haha. And that's a great choice. And like I said, I would be excited for the people I want to win this briefcase. I would be excited for the people, you know, in a lesser way, obviously, for the people I don't want to win these briefcases. I just really like the gimmick. Yep. I like the Royal Rumble. I like Money in the Bank.
Again.
I like these things.
Again, there's only one wrong answer.
Bobby
and it's
Roode.
Bobby Roode.
Right, who will not win it. I do have The Miz.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out in the universe. I want the New Day.
Yeah, well,
The New Day's going to win.
I hope you're right. That would be my...
I'm going to put it out in the universe.
And just to be different, I'm going to take Finn Balor.
Bobby Roode. thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to this on YouTube or NewAgeInsiders.com, we do know about the iTunes issues this week. It's an iTunes thing. Everybody's going to feel it a little bit depending on your upload servers, provider, thingy, bajigger.
Yeah.
It's up on the website. You can always find what we're doing on NewAgeInsiders.com. The player works. You can close your phone, so it works like any other app.
And if you download the Podomatic app, you can actually download the episode on your phone.
There you go. You can also find us on YouTube, of course. There are ways to get this show. Thanks so much for joining us. Become a Patreon. Everything's on NewAgeInsiders.com. We're having a blast because of all of you. Enjoy TakeOver. Enjoy Money in the Bank. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And then we'll see you Wednesday live on NewAgeInsiders.com.
But we'll see you after Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a post show. That's right. So we will be live. Liam and I will be live in some capacity after TakeOver, in some way, shape, or form. We will be live in normal standard protocol, live and taking your calls after summer of Money in the Bank 2018. So stay tuned live, NewAgeInsiders.com. You know where to be. About 15 minutes after the pay-per-view ends, we're on the air taking your calls. We want your reactions to the Money in the Bank briefcase winners, potentially some new champions. Well, one new champion.
Yeah.
We'll find out together. My name's Jason.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter, and please do Facebook, Instagram, Lork Normal. Well, all over. Everywhere we are is at New Age Insiders.
Just Podomatic and YouTube.
Right at now. Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. More than ever, everything you need is on NewAgeInsiders.com. And thank you for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.